Calm down, worm.
Well, yeah, my name's Doug, and we are collecting river insects and classifying them into three categories: caddisflies, mayflies, and stoneflies. We also just took the chemistry of the stream to see if it was how much oxygen it had in it.
I think I might have found it. Oh, it's a rock. That was a tooth.
A dinosaur tooth?
I would tell you.
No. Hey, my name is Jeff Smith, and I'm the biologist for Sitka National Historical Park. I'm here to help with this restoration of this river. But actually what we're doing is sampling aquatic insects, what we call macroinvertebrates, and we're doing that to get a good indication of the water quality, because certain macroinvertebrates are very sensitive to pollution, siltation, that kind of thing, and they'll drop right out. They'll die off. But if we sample and get a good representative of mayflies, stoneflies, and caddisflies, which are very sensitive, that means our water quality is pretty good. So that's what we're doing. So we're going to take that.
I'm Marty Becker. I'm the hydrologist at the Sitka Ranger District. What we're doing is we're putting in some large wood habitat structures to create pools for rearing coho salmon. We're also trying to make the stream a little more complex. Right now it's riffle dominated, so putting these structures in will create pool habitat for fish.
So is that a good thing? And if it is, could you tell me why?
Oh, it's a very good thing because during those low flow times of the year, if there's no pools, like during the winter when it's below freezing temperatures, the water drops. And if it's really shallow, the water can freeze out and the fish can die. But having these deep pools, they'll have some live flowing water to hang out, rest in, feed. And it also provides cover.
Wyatt, you want to do one? Go ahead.
So is this a good pH level for this stream?
So here's the pH chart. And we can look that the optimal range for most life for pH
is in between 7 and 8?
Is between 6.5 and 8.2. And we found this stream reach was 6.75 on average. So we're looking pretty good for pH here.
Nope, that's a mayfly. Three tails.
Abigail, I was wondering if you could tell me what you're doing in the stream right now.
We are measuring that the cross section at a certain point to see what the level is. And why we're doing this is so that in later years, people can see how much the stream has changed.
My name is Dan Kelleher. I'm a hydrologist with the Forest Service here in Sitka. We're trying to measure what the profile is of the stream, basically a vertical slice, if you will. We're going to measure from the left bank to the right bank, looking downstream. And by doing that, we got these two stakes that are going to be permanently left here. So we'll be able to come back in subsequent years and see if the profile changes based on the large wood structure that we're putting in, based on any high flows that might come through during the course of the year, and et cetera. So we could be able to see how this channel changes over time.
Hey, Ms. Boy, I was wondering if you could tell me why you are bringing kids out here in the stream instead of teaching them in the classroom.
Well, so many times as students, a lot of the learning is done in the classroom, and at Bletchley we try really hard to get the kids outside and involved in real work. So this isn't just an exercise I came up with in the class. It's actually work that the kids are doing for the Forest Service and the Park Service, and it's something the whole world cares about.